But I can't get the memory. A member of the Kalish family, and therefore a member of the Willard family, was also in her own right a great mechaneches, and a mother of 8 children. If we're talking about a model for the role of an Orthodox Jewish woman, it certainly is. And the loss was a very grievous and painful and traumatic one for the entire family, the community. And the way we memorialize individuals in our world is by dedicating Torah studies to their memory. And therefore, that is the topic for tonight's shiur, which is the topic of Kaddish, Yizkor, Yahrzeit, all the memorial kind of topics that are very misunderstood. We'll try to analyze them from the sources of the Shulchan Aruch, give people have an appreciation of some of the intricacies, although we will not be able to exhaust every last available source. In Siman Shinai and Vov, the Rama writes, "V'nimsa b'midrasha, lo makadish al av." Found in midrashic source, not found anywhere in the Talmud, to say kaddish when a father passes away. If you think this is something which is purely a line of Shulchan Aruch, I want to thank Paul for just giving me this article from the Jewish Week, just from last week. It says August 6th, that was just last Friday. The last kaddish. Mourners struggle alone at year's end. It's all about the idea of saying kaddish 11 months. We'll get to that detail later on, and how it's such a traumatic experience when you end the kaddish, because kaddish ties you to your religion, ties you to your father, ties you to so many different things. Of course, it's not written in a, we'll call it devoutly Orthodox circle. Person who is devoutly Orthodox and goes to shul every single day before he had to say Kaddish, and will continue to do so after he says Kaddish, has much less of a trauma. Someone who doesn't believe in going to shul, especially during the week, or during the week, Shabbos is already, so for him it's a traumatic thing, also just whole life changing. So, okay. There are many people who never went to shul during the week, and they said Kaddish for a year, and for the rest of their life they went to shul. I've seen it. So the power of Kaddish should not be minimized in any which way. Anyway, so to the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that it was a story, many different, there's 10 different Midrashim about it, different sources, but according to one, the person appeared in a dream to his son. It was all black, and it was a terrible, horrific dream, and he said, you know, son, it was daddy, what's the matter? Well, you know, I sinned a lot in my time, and I'm not paying for it. Say Kaddish for me. The Kaddish for me is somehow elevating me in a higher level in the Shammai. And this whole article is about that. About talking unbelievable things for the Jewish week. About a person who dies and will be punished in heaven, and the punishment will be somehow alleviated by saying Kaddish. Yeah. It's something which has penetrated far beyond the inner circle of Shomer Shabbos Jews and of the Spal of the Minyan. It goes way, way beyond. Interestingly, the question of how long should the Kaddish be said. So, is there a source of anywhere in the Gemara itself, this idea of Kaddish? So there is one source, in the Gemara says the Kiddush. The Gemara Kiddush says that when someone, father dies, so in the first year, you say, Hareini kaparat mishkof. May I be the atonement for his death. What does that mean? Rashi explains, you want to accept some of the punishment that he is scheduled to receive on yourself, and spare your father. Rather noble gesture, especially whether it really works or doesn't. But we'll never know this world what the truth is. But it may work. So the Mefarshim say, oh, nowadays, almost everybody doesn't say this expression. Rabbi Tversky was saying it when he was in Avelis the first year, and others say it. Because most people don't use that expression. How come? Some say the Kaddish has an effect supplanted this phrase. Whenever you refer to your father, the first year Tyranny, Kaparas, and Shkava may I be the atonement for his punishment. So by saying Kaddish, that's somehow was inserted instead. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says in Kedushin and Adaf, and others say it as well. It's an interesting question, which I'll discuss now, which is how come Tyranny, Kaparas, and Shkava we say for 12 months, with Kaddish, which Ramos is later on, at the very end, Shkava was only to say it for 11 months. That's a good question. The Taz is a good question. Not just a question from that I made up. The Tavya is the question. He tells you over here, interesting talk. In this simon, Shinai and Vov, see if you caught them. Hey, the Tav makes a reference. It says, I am not sure because Tav people simon reish mem, the test, be there, dober hoblum. As if I must say so myself. The Tav says, you get a good shot. Some 136 Simonim ago, at the widest discrepancy. Let's take a look. So if you have this book in front of you, go back to Simon Reish Mem Sif Tet. You want to look by page numbers. It's page 112. Actually, the page doesn't die. The next page. It's a question. Why is it 12 months and 11 months? That's the question. This is the south. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that after the 12 months of you say the throne of the Rav. And the Taz assumes that the first 12 months you're not supposed to say the throne of the Rav. Why? Because the throne of the Rav is really a shortcut. It's a short phrase. It says the throne of the Rav of the Chai Olam Abba. Mitzim Zion Lamed Hey Hey. That's what it means. Now until 12 months you're up, you don't know if you didn't know about it. Until the Chashav being Gehenim for the first 12 months. Mishpat Mishav began Yud Beit Chodesh. You can't say Zichron of Avraham. You have no to say nothing. Not nice. That's why Sarah didn't come to Chicago for 12 months. But with respect to Kaddish, you should say nothing. They finish a language, just don't say anything. But actually, that's not considered to be Zoya. When you say my father, the father just died, and you don't say Zichron of Avraham. You don't say Sarah didn't come to Chicago. It's like, not nice, says the Taz. So you have no choice but to say Sarah didn't come to Chicago the entire 12 months. When it comes to Kaddish, say it for 11 months. Then you stop. Why? Say for 12 months, you're implying somehow that your father's a Russia and has to be in Ghana for 12 months. You don't do that. But not to do that, you stop after 11 months. In this article in the Jewish Week, they call it a custom, stay 11 months, you stop a week, and you stay 3 more weeks. I don't know if it's Shulchan Aruch, frankly, but I call the Jewish Week. It was the article of the Jewish Week. But I think it is, it probably has a source even in some of the Mephoroshim on this Simon Shinai and above as well. Okay? So this is the Taz of answer. Taz of answer. The Shach, however, disagrees. The Shach says you're allowed to say the Chron of Levracha in the first 12 months. So the Taz of Teretz is no good. So we're stuck. So what Teretz do we have? Two things. Some say Kaddish is public. The public thing with the minion. Say publicly that the father is somehow a Russia. You don't want to do Haranik HaPras Mishkav. You just have a more private forum. That's answer number one. Answer number two, very interesting. Kaddish, as we see in the Medrash, is to save someone from Gehenna. So if you say 12 months apart, your father is a real Russian. Harani, Kaparas, Mishkavo, is even someone's in Gan Eden. But then against a certain punishment, you're trying to save him from the small little punishment, so you can save him for the entire 12 months. Okay, that's what, let's start with this. Okay, let us go to the next step. The Ramah, close to custom, say Kaddish for 365 days. So that you know, it's more than our year. The solar year. Where do you get it from? Look at Rashi and Chumash on Parshas Noah. Remember? Look at Chumash and Rashi. He goes through all the cheshbonos of all the various days. Comes out that the Dor HaMabul was punished for a year. 12 months. What was it? 365 days. A solar year. So that's what the Mishpagenim is. So you need 30 days all year to say Kaddish as well. But that's all according to the original custom of the Ramah to say it for a full 12 months. So instead of saying 12 months, 354 days, it became 365 days. 11 days extra. For us, it's only 11 months. So it's that much less. And that comes to Ramah as it's frozen. Okay. Nogu lomal of aim Kaddish Bastra. Yud Beis Kodesh. The original testament, 12 months. We'll get to 11. ulahafdir bin Navi. Get mafdir. Mafdir. How many of you ever witnessed in the shul a fight by two Jews who both want to get mafdir because they have yard side that week? You witness it, yeah? With our ritual director. You witness it? You've dealt with it. Well, the truth is, there's really no source in Shulchan Aruch for it. The original source in the Ramah was that a summer should get mapped there all the time, a whole year. Just imagine that one out. Gabbai, give me mapped the whole year, please. Every week. That's the Ramah. Where'd it come from? Here's where it comes from. Originally, Kaddish was said to children under the age of Bar Mitzvah. So they call them in Russian. Because those over Bar Mitzvah, they didn't mean Kaddish. They dominate for the other that we call. If we really get to fight together at least. Everyone knows the Chum is a Chiyuv. You know what the word Chiyuv means? Down for the Yomim. But a Kotz can't down for the Yomim. He's under Bar Mitzvah. They made a Kaddish pastor. After all, they knew. That's all so significant. Even if he's under Bar Mitzvah, you can say that Kaddish. And what's the greatest of Kaddish? And the result of you're prodding the people, the anti-Hashmei Rabbah, and the greatest of the Nishon. So too, to say Baruch, and heaven is back, Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem. It's also a great source. But what can you do? The minute we give is that a cotton doesn't get any aliyah. I have to tackle all of my people's cotton, and the minister comes out in the first and says, you don't have the last aliyah. All it, the last. So the custom was, and it's still some place. A cotton today is not called up for the first time, it's only called up to master. That's where it comes from. The cotton will get master that year so that he could say the baruchu, and the land is back baruch Hashem and baruch. That's where it comes from. So look carefully in the sources. That's where it comes from. Nowadays, we don't pull up Katan from after with a general rule. And a Gadol, for that matter, can get any aliyah. So what it comes down is that in order to maximize the Gadol, the Ovel can go to the Gabbai. Gabbai, I'll make a deal with you, Gabbai, ritual director. You don't have to be after every week. It's just an aliyah. For the next 50 weeks, we can get aliyah. I'm not going to ask him after. I don't want. Because it doesn't matter to me anymore. I'll say Baruch, and I'll say back Baruch. So what do you say about that? That's what it says. That's what it says in the Ramah. However, probably because of Dark and Shalom and the poor Gaboy are going to get killed for this. It'll be Nachar Kaddish. So we don't have this minute anymore. This thing doesn't exist anymore. A guy can ask. Once the Rosh Hashiva came to my shul for Shabbat, he asked, could I ask him? He wasn't afraid to ask him. Why ask him? Well, I mean, I've asked him for a year. But look at our kids. Space, but he's at the Ramah. Now, if he would have been smart enough, with us, we said Shlish is enough. We gave a Shlish. So I didn't realize at the time that Shlish is good enough. But it is understanding. I think the Divrei Sofer, I think. So we save a Divrei Sofer, we keep quoting in our regulation. I think it's where it is. I'm not mistaken. Okay. So because it is a funny, you know, custom evolved. The custom evolved, instead of getting mapped there every week, which should be an aliyah every week, came to the Shabbat before the yard site. Where did it come from? It says in Sfarim, when the yard site, what had it say in Yiddish? The neshama, the lhoven, and aliyah. That the neshama goes up to a higher level the week at the yard site. And you know, it says in Sfarim that the neshama goes on Shabbat to a higher point and sinks below. So it means that every week, the neshama was going Shabbat, we down, up and down like a yo-yo. But the next year, it's going to go on a higher level to ready the Shabbat before. It's not going to sink so low on that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, until the Yotzer on Wednesday. So that's a very critical time to daven for the Yom. The custom to daven the mostly Shabbat before Yotzer, and to get master the Shabbat before Yotzer. All based upon this Buddha, which evolved, in some sense, because he davened Muslims before, and master and Muslims go together. So if you're not going to daven Muslims, you might as well get a plan aliyah. So no point in having mass. Different customs. What about the Marif? Look at this Marif here. Every Moshe Shabbat. The Midik says in the Ramah, Liz followed Arbet Motsoi Shabbatim. She was man shechotim and hasham of the Gehenim. Ukshaben, Liz followed Makadish Barabim. Told the Ovev Imam Bina Gehenim. Okay? So, Moshe Shabbat. Customs not only before the Yartai, but every single Moshe Shabbat, again, when it's possible. Now, says the Ramah, "V'noglom haKadosh ala aim apafisha of chayadayim, aim of yodel limchos levno shloim haKadosh al imo." People don't like when the children say Kadosh. superstitions. What? You want me in the grave? What? Katitach pelatzah. You know, it's serious. But here the man has two parents, a father and a mother. You think Hashem's father? No! Take offense. What's the name? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, he quotes that the Maran said, you can't. You can't. Apparently, I think the Beis Yosef also is one of the claims. In the olden days, Kaddish wasn't so de rigueur. So the father could say, I don't want to say Kaddish to your mother, I'm still alive. And I get the heebie-jeebies when I say Kaddish. But nowadays, the Kaddish is de rigueur. Everyone says Kaddish for a parent. The father can no longer object. Since the father can no longer object if the son wants to do a mitzvah, or to keep away from an aveira, he cannot object to this either. Finished. Okay, that's the halacha. But if both parents are alive, the son should not take kaddish. Now it is quoted in certain svarim that if they don't care, if they don't mind, you can say kaddish when both parents are alive. They have a Messiah called the Beis Lechem Yehuda, as we suggest. However, it's really not a good idea. Why? Like I'll tip the chalasa. The matter of family. You know, they're going to cause, we don't want to start saying kaddish if both parents are alive. Moreover, as the Mefarshim say, since most people don't allow their children to say kaddish if they're both alive, parents, it's like a zilzul to the parents. It's a zilzul to the parents. Here in the Pitzchei Tshuva Dalit, im shneim chayim lo yomer kaddish. You can't say kaddish yosef. But even if they allow you, you really shouldn't do it. I'm upset people do it these days. Not the new fad. I don't like it. Kaddish Rabban, you can say. You have to have the boys make a see in the 9 days and then Kaddish. If both parents are alive, that's okay. Kaddish Rabban, we call it Kaddish Yosef. Kaddish Yosef. His father and mother still alive. Kaddish Yosef. You really should not be saying it, even though they'll don't agree. Next, accustomed to fast on the yard side. Mitzvah Latano, Yom Shemeis Avo Aim. Have you heard this custom? Based on the Gemara. Gemara. Gemara calls a Gemara in Shavuot that they would fast on a yard site. Why? Why? Two reasons. Some say it's a bad luck day for the son. Look at the terrible tragedy he suffered. So he shouldn't get punished. They fast. Others say, no. It's on the contrary. It's a difficult day for the Mace of Shemayim. So you fast so that the deceased should have protection up in heaven. What's the difference? There's a great difference to the itself. Listen to this case. Somebody passed away, he says, in America on the 3rd of Teves in the afternoon. Okay. But the son of the American throne. It's right in the 4th of Teves. So you think like this. If it's a question of the mate, but he's going to have problems with the third of the table, that's the other side. But if the father, the bad luck day for the son, it was the fourth of the table. That's what it was with us. Now, the custom is that if someone's passed on the yard side, you say in the mincha before, you accept the fast. It's printed in the small letters by a kind of czar. Something you really don't have to do it. Especially if you once fasted before, it's like a kind of a nether. Others say, well, if it's accepted fast, then even the night is considered a fast. Even if they're not fasting, like Shabbat Sabbatam, we spoke about. Even if they don't fast at night, it's considered a fast, you don't get married. You know, there's this kind of restriction. We spoke about it weeks and weeks ago. And some say, now that the generation is weak, we don't fast anymore. So what do they do? They have to see them. What do they do by El Yardai? A chicken. Sheesh, schnapps! So one of the tzotzim said, what kind of schnapps? It says the Gemara is supposed to fast. So some do both. They fast, they give a schnapps. Oh, don't drink. I tell you, that's what I do. I fast on the other side, and I give a schnapps. I would drink the schnapps. I never drink schnapps. But I don't drink schnapps. Try to get it in. Chassidus is throwing a very big answer. You know why? By the Chassidus of the Yard, it's a Hilula, the wedding. I'm sure Shimba Yochai was a tzaddik HaGohar, you know, that's a wedding, but just an average person, whatever, small wedding. So they have this Hasidish take on things, everything's a simple. And he quotes them to the Mishnayis, Paris, the name of the father, which was the Rosh HaTev, it's different. Okay, now the Shulchan the Ramah goes on. The last line. Gimel Achim, the Yish Nochri, doesn't mean a goy, it means a non-brother. So how do they divide the Kadesh? See, in the old days, this is very important to know. In the olden days, only one person said Kaddish. But the Yankees is still that way. Not a Broyer. One person says Kaddish. So what do? So you have the full Kaddish in the thing. Okay? So two people die. One left three sons, one left one son. So the one left three sons, they say, give us each one to three, and then I get one. I said, what do you mean? Your father gets two Kaddish, my father gets two Kaddish. So I'll take two, and you three, you'll rotate. Who wins? It's a question. It's a serious question that's found here in the Ramah. So what does it mean? Who wins? Says the three takes three and the one takes one. Says the Yaakov Emden, forget all these fights. It was a terrible fight. We'll follow the Sephardic custom. What's the Sephardic custom? Everyone says Kaddish together. Yeah, I'll give you a little too. Not Sephardic. It became, how should I say, Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim have adopted to avoid fights. Have adopted the Sephardic custom. The Chassam Sofer says that the Ashkenazim didn't accept it for a simple reason. Because you know, you'll have that custom, everyone's just kind of together. What kind of together? Everyone's jumping and pushing and shoving, figuratively, to get there first. Ever see this happen? I haven't been in a shul where everyone's jumping ahead. Or some fakir, they'll stay behind. They have a finish, they'll scream out, because the whole show to kind of, you know. Well, I'm fine with that. This is very passionate. Ever been down with Tzfaradim? Ever been down with Tzfaradim? I don't mean Chassidim Shtidlach. I mean a real Tzfaradim. They know that Mizrach. Ever down with them? So beautiful. Every word out loud, either by the Chazan or together, to the stuff. They're used to it. They're used to having together with my Caleb. So they can say Kaddish, unison, that's okay. But we ask now that it's going to push and fight. Stick to the old Yankee Shikostom, only one person saying Kaddish. So I see. Okay, another point. In the old generation, they weren't so afraid of machlokas for Kadesh. You know why? Because they embroidered. It's a killer. Killer's a system. The rabbi, the chazan, their bylaws, and they work it out. Today, that's okay. No kill anymore because of embroiders. I don't know if you. I dab here, I dab here, I dab shaks and everything here, minchas there, muslims there, marv and shabbos during the week. I want the rabbi, I want the presence, I switch when it is, and in the end I move out, and I move in, I move. There's no kehillah system anymore. So it's worse chance of greater chance of my locus. That's why the Sephardic custom was accepted according to the Rebbe Sofer. So all these fights that we no longer have, thank God, still happen. Not the Kaddish, but what? Davening for the young. It says in the Ramah, later on, that it goes together. The Ramah at the very end. Look at the Ramah ends of Shinai Vav. He talks about a particular case where he says, Yesh Lem Atzpilos Vakadeshim Vatzpilos, next to the last line. So it goes together. Some of the Mishnah Berurah passages in what's called Mamar Kadeshim, and there's some of them Kuplam and Aleph. Okay? So we still have fights by Davening for the Yom. Now let me ask another question. We were in Shul tonight, okay? Set Aleinu. Someone said Kaddish. That person does not lose a parent in the last 12 months. So what is a Kaddish for? The Ramah quotes the custom. And there's no one there with what we call a Chiyuv say Kaddish. Someone says Kaddish for all the mates that you throw. All in the term of all Klal Yisrael. Okay? The Ramah the custom. The yeshivas say you don't do it. The Gra doesn't have it. But the shul, they have it. But he said two Kaddish. One after Aleinu, and one after Lidzavim. Not so simple. And Mr. Brewer in Nun Hei Aleph says, Tov l'mayit v'kadeshin. Then we said, the fewer brachas the better, fewer kadeshin the better. And it should be one after Aleinu and Shir Shalyom. Who has ever been in the shul where they won after Aleinu and Shir Shalyom? I've never seen it. I mean, again, if there's no one who we call a chiyuv, there's only one after Aleinu usually. But the chiyuv, Aleinu, Shir Shalyom, in my shul, we try to fight. That we should, something after, like this next morning. Aleinu, Shir Shalyom, Baruch Yinashim. We didn't say. It's after Shir Shalyom. We say two. That's our tradition. Okay? It's usually better to say one. The race officers. But no one does that, I think. The matter of Ephraim is more about the following, believe it or not. He's worried, like you have today. Shir Shayom, Brochi Nafshi. He's afraid that someone will think the Shir Shayom for Thursday is what we said last night, seven, the president, and Brochi Nafshi. And the same with the David. He's afraid that someone will say that the Shir Shayom, the David is all one thing. So that's part of the Shir Shayom. You blow shawl from between. How can you say Shir Shayom? I don't understand. So the Matta Frayim says, you know, I'll give you a break. Come to him tomorrow. Aleinu Kaddish. Shir Shayom Kaddish. Because otherwise you're afraid Brochi Nafshi is part of Shir Shayom. Oh, but Brochi Nafshi. And the David. Isn't Hayom Shayom something special? Then you can say the Kaddish, go to him. So we try to say only Aleinu at the very end. That's the minhag in many shuls. Okay. The Rambam was accustomed to daven for an Amid by your side. We said before. Some say to learn. The Rashi, the Abam, the Kufka, Vein. By Tamil Sokha, they go to the Kever on the Yartai, they learn. Even if the person is not a Tamil Sokha, they learn that. There's a custom of a Yartai candle. Go to Mishnah Berurah. The Min Reish Kof, Ches Tzadik, the custom Lamin. And it's a custom that of a lift the whole week of Shiva. Same idea. Some go to the Kever during the Yartai. They go, and the Kever to wash hands three times, coming back from the Beis HaKvar. You know, the cup is washed from the faucet. Some are accustomed not to wipe their hands. Some are accustomed not to pass the cup. To put it down, like by a 7 day, they don't pass the shovel. Different cups. What about Yizkor? Where did that come from? Also a very interesting custom. Yizkor is comes with stuff. Did you know that? We say it whenever we read in the Pasuk of Chumash, except Yom Kippur, which is Kapara, Ish Kemat Nat Yodah, which is the second day, Eitz HaPesach, second day Shavuot, and Shmini Atzeret. What about Eretz Yisrael? Good question. They say they took the Minhag with them. You know, they don't read that from these, and any of the three, they still say Yitzchak. But it originated in Chutzar, because of Ish Kemat Nat Yodah. And it is imported, Eretz Yisrael, as the Eretz Yisrael points out. Some have a minhag of putting out a candle for Yitzchak, although the original custom goes back only to Yom Kippur, which is sort of a kapara. And the custom, if you have both parents, you walk out. So you ask, why? I and her. Yes. Oh, hold on a second. Some say a kelvole rachmim on Shabbos before the Yartzeit. Quoted. Ramok, no, Israel we call tchina. What's tchina? A special prayer on Shabbos, not allowed. Why not? He explains because there's no hosafas tzar. The Rebbe often said that's why it's a custom. The first year, no yitzchak. What are you afraid about? Too traumatic, too painful, too emotional. You start crying, you're not supposed to do anything. But someone who is stable enough and wise enough, we would tell him to in fact stay in and say yitzchak even the first year. Incidentally, what's the text of Yitzchak of Kel Malay? I'm saying Menucha Nachona. Next word. Next word, Bill. Hakam Kan Vyashvin. There's a Shalom, that's a Ger. Ashabot Lachsov Hakas Knafa by Ruth. When it comes to a warning Yitzchak, I should say, Al Kan Vyashvin. That's presumably more correct as for the Shalom. There's a problem in the Eli point out. Yachvienu Tachas Kan Vyashvin. I don't know. In Yitzchak, no titles, no honorific titles should say Avi Mori, because it's almost Hashem. There's no rabbi, doctor, for Esquire by the Rabbanu Shlomo. Avi, they call sources that Shlomo the David Avi. David was the name of that. Atmer, the biggest Chassidish Rebbe ever. No titles by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What do you say? Bavur Shanadar or Shabulinadar? The psalm says better say Bulinadar, because you never know, a guy make a mistake, you know. I'll just say, look, you give it a mouth. If you can't give it a mouth, that's Kilmoli. That'll be Shabbat, that'll be Shnudder. Like, no amounts are mentioned. There's no medicine in the mouth, but it's stuck somewhere. Somewhere it's stuck. It's a penny somewhere. But some say she's stuck. They believe that. Okay. We talk about the status of priorities, because who can say kaddish and first who can dance into the priority? Shiva, Shloshim, Yuzbeis Kodesh, in that order. First is Shiva as the first priority, Shloshim next priority, and beyond Shloshim the 12-month per parent has the third level of priority. But these priorities exist on the calendar. All of the things which we've been learning about, Yontif, Daksov, Shiva, Shloshim, or Mikvah of Kekulo, they don't apply. These are only an hour performance with the Lord of Avelim. So it's the Nate, the Shemayim, the Mikvah Shayom, and the Norega, no nothing. That's what the Shach points out over here. So that doesn't have it in front of you. The Shach complains in Steve Cotton's Ches. Again, it's a long one, but that's what he said somewhere. This halach. I can't see right now, but it's there somewhere. Okay. Now we come to a very interesting question. And I've seen fights about it in my school. I'm talking from personal experience. I left that one in my triage. Everyone knows Shiva's first, Shloshim is second, Yudbeis Kodesh is third. Everyone knows that. Where does your side fit in? Where does your side fit in? Doesn't say. Doesn't say. Doesn't say a word. The Rambam says on this page Kufeches, Im Yesh Avelim Nogush Etoch Shiva Le'Evlam Heim Kodesh. And the Ben Lapid has nothing. The whole discussion, where's your answer fit in? It doesn't say in the Ramah explicitly, so far. Doesn't say. If you look at the Taz, Dalit, the Minhagim Kodesh, Maramin, Maram, Sheben Shloshim Nitzchem Ben Yortzai Begagri. Hey, the Maram is the man after our own heart, a man for our time. Yortzai feeds Shloshim. This is the voice of the people. Minhagim, populism kind of a thing. Now you should know, we shouldn't be basing ourselves on populism, Dinei Shemayim. But somehow the Maram means the Minhagim, in fact, the respondent court, people think Yortzai is like next Yom Kippur, is it? So, it beats out a bench lotion. That's what the Maram means said. However, the same Minhagim elsewhere says differently. Differently. He says that to the contrary, the personal shloshim beats out the yartzai, the shachet question. And it goes earlier to what we call the matzah of the yamin, was even before the shach. This is what he asked, something very interesting. This is what he asked, something interesting. Really, he says, but that shloshim comes first. Because the din in Shemayim, from some of the Passover in the last month, is somehow more severe than someone who died 20 years ago and have yartzai. So why does it say elsewhere that the yartzai beats out the ben shloshim? It is followed. A yartzai must get one kaddish. Let's say that they have, excavation per day or per tefillah. Not sure which one. The yartzai must get one. Why? Because if you won't get one, the famous expression, Ofer yomo, vatel kavan. There's no tomorrow, we're saying. There's no tomorrow. Only the yartzai. So you can't push the yartzai to the side completely. So what emerges? If they're 10 yartzai, they take over all the kadeshim, what happens to the ben shloshim? Zero. If there are 1 yartzai in the 10 kadeshim, the shloshim gets 9, the yartzai gets 1. That's how the masses ben yamin divvied it up. Yes, we don't agree to be fighters. We no longer have the mini ashkenaz anymore. But the shock that it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. So rather you understand the yartzai comes first. But the only time that we give greater force to a ben shloshim as opposed to a yartzai is if he is a guest. You know the rule is that a permanent resident has priority over a guest. I know, but in strict halacha here, a permanent resident has priority. But listen to this idea. If someone is in shlosh, is a guest, what do you want for the poor guy? Never, he lost a relative. He didn't expect to lose a relative. He had a business trip to go to a certain town. He had the ticket already months in advance. He can't lose it. He has to go out of town. Give him a break. Give him a cottage. But in your site, you knew 12 months ago that you're going to have your site. So if you wanted to see to it that you would get your cottage, stay home. In your own hometown where everyone knows who you are. And you're sure you'll get a cottage. So therefore, in this respect only, a Ben Shloshim has priority over a Yorker. That's how the Shach understands Pshat within the Minhagim. However, the Shach himself paskins like the Ramah, that a Ben Shloshim, has priority over a Yorker. That's what the Ramah said. The Ben Shloshim has all the Kadeshim, and the Yorker only gets one. These are disputes which used to rock town. So now we don't appreciate anymore. But it was quite a significant thing. Take a look at the last Ramot, end of the page 374. They have this custom of saying a Kaddish. Shatov Shiva Liavlam Hain Kosin. Shiva beats out of your side. Okay? Tov Shloshim. Yesh Lo beats to the yard side. Kaddish Echad. And the rest goes to the Shloshim. Liacha Shloshim. Kol HaKadesh Shalom to the Yom and Shalom to the yard side. So what does it merge in the Rambam? It sounds like the priority is Shiva, Shloshim, yard side, Yudbeis Kodesh. That's what it sounds like. You're sure they do that way? In your shul, they do it that way?
Yeah.
They do? Shul that way. Which shul that way? I'm so impressed. Who can repeat that experience in your own private shul? Well, you doubt it. Your shul is going to lose to a shlosh. He'll rock the place. There'll be windows broken. These your shul don't take these things lightly. But I'm very impressed that must be Rabbi Lanson, I guess. It must be him. He looked in the Ramah. He looked in the Shach. What do you say? No way. Ricky? Oh, minion in the back. Yeah, they try that march. I'm against that. I'm against that. The stabilization, what they call it. I'm a young Israel, but young Israel is becoming stable now too, gradually. Anyway, I'm very happy I already hear that. I'm very impressed, really. He followed the Ramah. What does it depend upon? I thought it's great explanation to the very self. What pshat in your side? You already spoke about it before. If the pshat in your side is to protect the nifter, listen carefully, is to protect the nifter, then truth is your side is one up on shlosh. You know why? They're both to protect the nifter, and the yard has the extra advantage that there's no tomorrow. So therefore, the yard should have priority. However, if the reason for your side is to protect the son, bad luck day, then hey, with all the respect to you, but someone is dead needs the protection more. You can learn Torah, you can get stuck. One of the dead can't do anything. So we're not sure what the reason is for your side. So what do you do? Again, one more time. If the reason for the yard side is to protect the nifter, the yard side should have priority. If it's to protect the son, the ben shloshim should have priority. But on the other hand, the yard side has the priority of no tomorrow. Because like this, if we knew for a fact that the reason for yard side is to protect the son, he has that as a downer, as a negative. But if only no tomorrow is a positive, and the Ben Shloshim has neither the negative nor the positive, we would say split 50-50. That's what should have emerged. But the Marabnit is not sure what the reason for your side is to protect the son or to protect the father. You know when? Yahrzeit. You know why? Let's say X is the yahrzeit and Y is the shloshim. So in this imagined conversation, the yahrzeit tells the Ben Shloshim, look, Mr. Ben Shloshim, the best you can have of me is 50-50. The best. And in case, you're only going to protect, and again, did I say it right? The best, let's review. The best you can have is 50-50. Why? Because if I'm here to protect myself, and you're to protect the mate, but I have no tomorrow, you do, it's 50-50. But that's the best you can have, my friend, Mr. Shloshim. But in the worst case, namely, if I'm to protect the maid, and I have the additional advantage of no tomorrow, then I got everything. So it's a doubt. I say Kula Shali, and you say Chesi Shali, in effect, the kind of my mother would see it. So therefore I win. Look at my expression, Baba Basra, in this kind of case. Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vada. Exactly this kind of a case. You know, let's look at it. To Akhen, all sorts. That's the different songs to chat within the Maramid. Hold on a second. What about the Ramah? Because the Ramah says that this idea of no tomorrow is not such a big deal. There's no tomorrow. Kind of the reverse. If this reason to yours that is to protect the maid, then 50-50. And to protect the son, then the Ben Shloshim win. So the Ben Shloshim tells the yours the other way around. The best you can have is 50-50. But I can get everything, so you're pushed off completely. Interesting. Nowadays, I believe, the custom is, with respect to the Echad, that we follow most shuls, except for Talmud Torah Flatbush, we follow the Maran Min against the Ramah. Against the Ramah. There was those eating of the yards had a guest over a Ben Shloshim. Well, that really doesn't make much sense, but I guess the Mavater, you know, feels bad for yards. The Taz follows the Ramah. Binyamin, we mentioned earlier. Namely, really the Shloshim should win, but the yards can't have nothing. You can't get a yards like Kadoch. Can't give him nothing. That's one thing about it. How does that translate? What does it mean then? And what does it mean now? It means you can't give him nothing per day? That's what it means. In those days, it was an organized killer. A person that was in the same shul, Myron, and Shachrin, and Minchah. And there were, I don't know, two Kaddish, let's say for us, one Kaddish from Myron, Hayat Shachrin. One, two, three, four, and one from Minchah, right? Six. The average six. I hope not more than 6 yards in a shul one day. If everyone's having the same shul all the time, so as long as he gets at least one of those six, he's okay. So you measure by the whole day, from night to the next night, right? Sunset to sunset. That's why I understood it then. And therefore, it seems to me, this happens right, is that the shloshim and the yards, you know what should happen? The yards should happen once, and the shloshim twice. For the same reason, if the happens right. In between of you. The prompt is it's a hefkevel. In the night I daven in the yeshiva, in the morning I daven in the young Israel, in the afternoon I daven in the yeshiva. And as I'm telling you, everyone's all over the place. But then what happens? Then I'm going to say, well, do it tomorrow, do it yesterday, do it this, do that. It's very hard for me to translate these rules into our modern world. I don't know. Next question. Did somebody say Kaddish before a kvur? Before a kvur? So I'll tell you, that is a dispute between the Taz and the Shach. Taz says yes, Shach says no. I had a case, my earliest case was in Fayot 25 years ago. Someone passed away on a Friday, and the Kavur was married to Shro. That's Shabbat. First comes to Shul. You say Kaddish or not. He got a sock? Yes. I told him no. But he already got a sock? Yes. I said, okay, follow the sock you received earlier. That's the Taz. I want that as a Shach. What's the Shaila? Kaddish is to achieve atonement for the Nifter. But it could be that the heavenly judgment upon the person who passed away doesn't really begin in earnest until after the interment, until the Kvurim. So that's the shock. The shock. You know what? I just came back, I told you this, for those who came in late, there's a special shiur on Kaddish and Yizkor and Yartzeit, which is dedicated to the memory of my cousin, Isha. Hasid Kanit, Tova, Bat, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Halevi. Just 1 week ago today, I was in Eretz Yisrael with her husband, my cousin Rabbi Fine, accompanying the Aron, very young woman, and valor, woman of great valor. At the Kavura there, my cousin Rabbi Fine said Kaddish 3 times before the burial. Minig Chevra Kadish Yerushalayim. I remember when I went on the same trip for my mother, the same thing happened. Three Kadeshim before they get to the Kavurah. The fourth Kadesh, the long Kadesh, was said after the Kavurah. So clearly, this custom has merit, and the custom of Yerushalayim. Say a Kadesh before the Kavurah. That's the custom in Yerushalayim. In America, unheard of. Unheard of. I've never, never seen a Kaddish said in an American cemetery before the Kavurah. Never seen it. We follow the Shach. They follow the Taz. I claim that even if the Taz is right, during the week, an Avos should not be going to Shul before the burial to say Kaddish because he's an Aninus. It's only on Shabbat. There's no Aninus. The custom of the Taz is to say, Kaddish. Now there are more, right? Explicitly. Right over here. Take a look. Fourth line of this page. Umonim shiva shloshim yom ha-kvura. So if it's kvura, now that the shach is right. So everything starts with the kvura. With respect to Kaddish, etc. I guess the Taz will say, yes, the main din starts by the kvura, but if there's some partial din beforehand, they should take Kaddish even earlier. Okay, do we treat an outsider like an insider? I mentioned before the question. That's the Ramah. The Nachri, a stranger from out of town, who ke'echad b'nei ha'ir, here's the Ramah, it's on page 376. As a fact, the myself quotes from earlier sources, that someone who lives in that town and dives in a different shul and walks to my shul to say Kaddish is treated with less right than a guy from a different town. Simple reason. Go to your shul. What are you doing here? Go across the street. I live in Chicago. Uh-oh. That's a story. Now you give him greater, value whenever you measure these things in that kind of case. What about people who say Kaddish, someone who's not a parent? Is there any merit of value to this? So there are more right. They mock on the Kaddish do El Al Ave Eibu Vat Avalo B'Shakro. So, end the story, right? That's correct. That's the truth. But the Yesh Lekom Shenagu Shashakro Omer Kaddish Al Koveya. When? Kishayin Avelem Al Avi Avima. No, Yek Shemitik. The original Vinegar Rabbah, only one person says Kaddish. I said, it's one person in the shul who lost a parent. He'll say all six Kaddish. And the one who wants to say Kaddish for a brother, or for a wife, or for a father-in-law, or whoever, gets zero. That everyone agrees to. No? Is that true? Well, even that keeps getting further and further afield. Yesh Mekobos, Shafili Yesh Avel Al Avim Va'imam, Omer Mishar Krovim, as also Pshara Beneim. Shenamim Koka Kadesh Kumo Aben Alavim. What do you do? The Holkin, the Kolze, Achar HaMinik, Uvad Sheminik Kavua Be'ir. Come on, Minik Kavua New York. Havayana Shulzi Minik Kavua. Frankly, I personally oppose to people who say Kaddish for other relatives the same as for a parent. It's not right. If it's designed to a parent, the exact same Kaddish should be said. But there are people who say for a father-in-law all the time. If I tell them, if you ask me, you should say Kaddish only after a lengthen. Shach ben chamar. Yeah, but only after a lengthen. So the son who's really saying for his own parents has the extra Kaddish and Shachar. So one after Ms. Mashir and after Shishayim. So therefore, it emerges according to me that the someone is for a parent for six a day. For different relatives, three a day. There's a difference, yes. Keep it out there to distinguish, demarcate between the Kaddish for a parent and some other relative. Okay, what about a daughter saying Kaddish? Let's get to it. That's what happened finally. Just thinking about this whole sum. So I read you a source over here. If I can find it here. The Pitzkei Shuvah talks about it. Gimel. I see Gimel, the Pitzkei Shuvah. Thank you. Misha Nadar below Ben. The Siva Shabita Toma Kaddish. He left the Tavo. My daughter, I have no son, you say Kaddish.
Wow.
Medina Yesh Loma. Why not? The Gamba Bakish Tawelas and Akasruk and Epish. Nikomakom, Yesh Loma Shayadezem. Yiskalshu Koach Amin Hogim Shayutroel. The cave and Nika Pearson, Yesh Lipo. You must protest and stop it. You're not allowed to let someone, let a daughter say Kaddish. That's what it says. Take a look at the last one, the Beis Sechem Yehuda. Ein lebat v'kaddish lo din v'das v'ein da el eshtut ki kuchucha tlula. Whee! Now, I feel like it. In the old Yekesh custom, it was much worse. Today, that 20 people say Kaddish at a time, and a woman said by the Mechitza to the lawn, I'm opposed to it. I'm opposed to it. But I have not yet taken out my karate belt to stop a woman from saying Kaddish if I hear something in the back. What I would never allow in my shul is that a woman should say Kaddish by herself. If the dear woman is saying Kaddish and there's no one else, I'd say someone else, you know, drown her out. Or at least say along. But in my shul, women don't say Kaddish. But it's against the original custom. I think Shalita, the Rebbe of Young Israel of New Rochelle, has written an interesting article about this, and I subscribe to whatever he says. Look there, you'll see what he says. I don't want to spend more time at this point. Now, the Rambam says, and it's just in custom, not Shabbat to the Amud, Shabbat to the Yom. Everyone does say that. Amud doesn't Shabbat Shabbat to there was a custom, and the Amud didn't even say Kaddish to Shabbat to the following reason. Not necessary. Because the Avail, the Mace, anyway, got Aid to Shabbat to the Yom. Kaddish for? But then we don't, no one has that custom nowadays. We do say Kaddish. We do have a custom not to daven for the Yomit during the first year. That's true. But what about a day when there's no Tachnun? Big, big argument. Different hug. According to some, no Tachnun, no Chiyu. You don't daven any day there's no Tachnun, even if it's Tu B'Shvat, whatever it may be. You don't daven for the extra minute. No Tachnun, you know, daven for the young. Finished. They don't have a daven Friday afternoon. Milcha. No daven for the minute. That's the Yekesh custom. Most Poskim don't agree with that. And they say you should say daven. You should daven even if there's no daven. What about Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah? So, the Mishnah Berurah says you daven Ma'ariv. You daven Mincha. What about Shacharis? Big dispute. See what Mishnah Berurah. Most places it says you don't daven Shacharis. One place it says daven Shacharis till Hallel. We hold them by Rosh Chodesh today. It's relevant in every shul in the country tomorrow. First, on a Hanukkah you don't daven. Why? Because Shechiyam. You don't want to say Shechiyam. I'm not looking for name. Quote of the Rambam. Chalamayit is a higher level, like a yantar. If you've got it, it's better not to daven at all on Chalamayit. Although there are those who disagree. Most important, the Ritz of course are supposed to say, you daven for the Yomid, for your father's Neshama, daven like a mensch. Slowly. There are guys, you know, they come to daven for them. They're not used to daven for them. It happens on my shul. Some of the parents, and he's about shul, but he can hardly do it. They start in the back room. He's got to rush the room, you know. It's not right. Give him a chance to get used to it. He'll speed up gradually. And he wants to be able to do good. You're not too fast. Very important for those. But what happens with the fight? Who should daven for the other? And you know that you're right. You have priority. But the other guy doesn't see it that way. And there's no rabbi, no gabbai, what do you do? Of course, Rabbi Shaul Salanter, he had this exact case. He said to the other guy, you daven for the other. How could you do this, Rebbe? You want to be a tzaddik, one thing, it's on your mother's cheshbon. You know what he answered? My mother gets bigger nachas Gan Eden. There was miracles to this guy and avoided a fight. The fellow said that was out for the no, Shaul Salanter. You have to be a Bama Dragon. People say it's very protective of their parents' interests, you know. Never, they're no longer alive. I wonder how hard his father was when he was alive. I wonder. Anyway, this is the mice that I take from Rabbi Yisrael Salam. What else should the person do when he's a chiyuv, a yartzeh, or an avil? He should learn more, he should do more mitzvahs, he should teach more Torah, he should be involved in shiurim, all kinds of things. Give more tzedakah, the more mitzvahs, pasadim. This is what really should be done when a person is in avilus or has a yartzeh. In sum, we have discussed the essential customs which are found in the Ramah, and all this is in one sif, shin ayin vav, sif dalet. We've come to various conclusions. The most important conclusion we came to depends upon the minig, Norman Hagen, and the second most important is we shouldn't fight. In between, with many other intricacies about Yisker and about yard size and about Kaddish and about Kiryamit, and it's important that we have some, at least some idea what it says here in the Ramah and other posts. I want to conclude the way I began by saying that this shiur itself, although only again a somewhat a superficial view of this sif in the Shulchan Aruch, this shiur has been given as a memorial to the neshama, the holy neshama of my cousin Aleha Hashem, whose kavura was mamash just a week ago Thursday, just the day before on Wednesday, and the family is bereaved. And again, I repeat it, I said at the very beginning, it was Rosh Chodesh, we cannot say Divrei Hesped, but suffice to say that her legacy will, Mitzvah Shem, live on in her form of her wonderful children and other members of the illustrious family. It should all be Zochem. Rosh Baruch Hu should send us the Yeshuas and the Chavos, and we should be able to learn these halachas purely in theoretical plane, and we should see quickly. After all, we are now still in the Shevet Nechemta, where the weeks of consolation following Tisha B'Av. We should be hoping and praying for a national consolation, a personal consolation, from here of Yemeinu Amen.